Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Beis. And today's shiur sponsored Le'ilui Nishbas Shloimi Yehuda ben Avram Yaakov, whose yard site is tomorrow. He was a Machzik Torah. May this be an Ilui for his neshama. Again, Shloimi Yehuda ben Avraham Yaakov. Okay, we continue on Nun Aleph Amud Beis with the Gemara by the two dots. Masnisan Mani. So the Gemara had is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokas. The Mishnah did not have a machlokas. The Mishnah only had one opinion. But the Mishnah quoted, when is an Avodah Zarah Ne'asar? When we have someone that decides to worship. Is that enough? So the decision to worship might be enough for the person to be in the world of Avera, right? If somebody is Makabal Allah Veloka, so even if he hasn't worshipped yet, that's already could be a Chi of Misa, if he's Makabal Allah Veloka. But the question is, what about the Avodah Zarah itself? Does it become Ne'asar or not? So that is a Machlokas Tanoim. We had this earlier in the Masechta, but now the Gemara and the Mishnah have it as a Machlokas Tanoim. The Mishnah had said that a non-Jew, an idolater of Avodah Zarah, is Asar immediately, while a Jew is only once it is worshipped. Right? We had a Svara earlier in the Masechta, maybe a Jew, we always think that there's a chance for Tshuva, and therefore, remember we had going to the city of the idolaters and coming back. Maybe by a Jew, there's a chance to come back, unless it's a mumar, and then it's even worse than the other way. But at least here, the avodah zarah of an Ovid Kochavim is usher right away, and of Yisrael, it's only once it is worshipped. And the Gemara says that is really a machlokas tanoim. Avodah Kochavim shalav Kochavim masur miyad masis and mani Rabbi Akiva hi. The bitch is following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Titanya the following brisa. Abeit abdun is kolam makomos asher avdu shamagayim. Destroy all of the places that the Ovdei Kochavim of the Goyim worship idols. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, Bekelim Shenishtam Shubahem LaAvodas Kochavim Hakasa Medaber. What is being discussed about destroy is talking about the Kelim that were used for Avodah Zarah. Right, we'll have to see, you know, how do you get that from the Pasuk? Yachol asum velo gamrum velo heviyum velo nishtamshu behem. You might have thought that if they were made but not completed and not used and brought, if they were brought but they were not used, even if they were made and completed but they were not used, yachol yu asurim, you might think they're asur immediately, tam velomer asher avdu sham hagayim, shein asur not sheye avdu. They're only usher once they are worshipped. Mikan amru, and that's why the Tanakhama holds, Rabbi Yishmael, avodas kochavim shalovei kochavim, eina asura ad sheteyaved. Of a non-Jew, of an ovei kochavim, is only usher once it is worshipped. Before that, there's no such thing as a designation and a decision by an ovei kochavim. V'shal Yisrael asura miyad, v'shal Yisrael it's asura miyad divrei Rabbi Yishmael. To see what the source is. But again, we find in the world of halacha, often a decision impacts on what's going to be and the status of the item. We know there's a sugya of hazmana milsa and hazmana lav milsa. We know there's a sugya of being makdish something, of being matvis something, right? Just deciding something without action, you know, sometimes can have an effect. Maybe that's only in the world of halacha, in the world of Yisrael, and not in the world of Ovi Kochavim. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael says, by a Jew, it's right away, but an Ovi Kochavim is only once it is worshipped. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chilaf Advarim. Rabbi Akiva says the opposite, which is what our Mishnah says. Avodas Kochavim, Shalovi Kochavim, Asura Miyad. Of an Ovi Kochavim, it is Asur right away, and that's what we hold. Vishay Yisrael Ashati Aved. But of a Yisrael, it's only once it is worshipped, and that is how we paskin. The Rambam discusses this, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Yeridea, in Kuf Lamites. Again, all these halachas that we've had, and much in this parak is in Kuf Lamites. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Elul Asur Bahana'a. An Elul, any type of idol is Asur Bahana'a. He v'tashbisheha v'noya v'tikrovta bein shel Ovdei Kochavim bein shel Yisrael. Ella v'shel Ovdei Kochavim Asur Miyad. And Ovdei Kochavim is Asur right away. V'shel Yisrael ein Asur Ashati Aved. Right, that is the chiluk, the Shulchan Aruch paskins. V'tash b'sheha, v'no yishol b'no kochamim, v'sheh Yisrael, and atzor machi yishtam shubahem, v'chulu, and there are a lot of other details in the Shulchan Aruch that hopefully we'll get to some of them. Continues the Gemara, Amar Mar. V'kelim sheh yishtam shubahem l'avodas kochavim. The kli that was used, l'shtam shubahem, for avodah zarah, hakasim medaber. So says the Gemara, how could you learn from this pasuk, the kelim? The pasuk says, you shall destroy everything, all the places that the Goyim have worshipped. So how do you learn from there? Kalim. Ha Mekomos Ksiv. It says Mekomos. How do you learn Kalim from Mekomos? So im eino inyan l'Mekomos. If it can't be referring to Mekomos, to lo mitzri, because the Mekomos do not become Asur, Dechsiv Elohim al Ha'arim, v'lo Ha'arim Elohim, as we had in the Mishnah earlier, the mountains aren't becoming Asur, only what's on the mountains. So if it can't be referring to Mekomos themselves, Taneo inyan l'Kalim. So therefore it must be referring to the Kalim that are used in the Avodah. The Ritva notes here that it must be, and this we alluded to, I think, a day or two ago, when the Gemara assumes that the Mekomos are not going to become Ne'esar, that must be a case where there was no Maisa done to the Mekomos. Says the Ritva, Elavada, Kishamra Torah, Velo Heharim Elohehem, Hare Heidolanu, Shalo Asu Behem Maisa. Why? Because the Ritva had asked, Dilma Mekomos Mamish Umebresha Asu Behem Maisa Ukita Amrina, like we're going to have in a couple of days on Dafnun Dalid, Afa Bisha Amru Hamishtachve Lakarka Olam Lo Asra Asaba Maisa Asra. Right? Even if you bow down to a mountain, it's not going to have an effect. But if you did a Maisa, if you dug, if you did something, then it can in certain circumstances, according to some sheets, become Nasar. So Ritva says it must be talking about a case where we assume Lo Asubo, Lo Basubo Maisa. And if you did a Maisa, then we have the same status of Kalim. So either way, that's what the Ritva assumes, that the Gemara is talking about a case, the Makomosh Lo Asubo Maisa, as we'll talk about a Dafnun Dalin, and that's why it must be talking about Kalim. Says the Gemara, Mikan Amru, Avodas Kochavim, Shalove Kochavim, Eina Asura Ela Achite Aved. That's why it's only Asur once it is worship, Eshe Yisrael Miyad. But, and that's what we learn from this pasuk. Says the Gemara, Abba Kalim Ukim Nala. But one second, we just said that this pasuk is talking about the Kalim, not the Avodah Zarah itself. So how do you say Mikan Amru? So Amakra, Asher Atem Yorshim Osam Es Elohehem. That pasuk, so we compare Osam and Elohim, Makish Elohim, Lekalim, Makalim ad She Yeavdu, Af Elohim Nami ad She Yeavdu. Just like the Kalim are only Usher once they are worshipped, so too their idols themselves, Elohim, also only ad She Yeavdu. Period. The whole Amud here, as we're going to see, is going to go through Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Different, what does each one do with the Psukim? And what does each one do, what do they learn out from the other one's Pasuk? And how do they learn their own Shita? Again, when B'nai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, there were a lot of halachas that were related to the objects of the Umos HaOlam. Right? This focus is on Avodah Zarah. And the Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. And we've spoken about how do you deal with the mountains? How do you deal with the trees? Right, we saw the end of Bamidbar talks also how about just their kalim. Right, that's what we learned about Hagalas kalim and Tfilas kalim from. Assuming that Tfilas kalim has a kesher to Daraisa, Rashi and the Rabban discussed that at Parshas Matos. But there's a lot to that we had to figure out exactly whether we were allowed to use the items that were there. That's what it was very halacha lemaisa in terms of kashrus and in terms of avodah zarah. Good. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva delo makish. Rabbi Akiva does not make the hekesh between the kalim and the Elohehem, because Rabbi Akiva holds the opposite, that avodah zarah of an ovikachavim, that's the what's aser miyad. It's not later like the kalim. So amalacha es hifsik ha'inyan. S is mafsik. S is mafsik, the between the kalim and the avodah zarah, and that's why Rabbi Akiva says S is mafsik. Right? This is fascinating. Rabbi Akiva says S is mafsik the inyan, right? The Gemara that comes up in a number of places, in Psachim, in Baba Kama, the Gemara of Nechemiah HaAmsuni, the Gemara that talks about the great Tana that darshened every S in the Torah. And that's what he taught his Talmidim. Until he came to an S that he said, I can't darshen anything. As Hashem Lokech Atira, so it must be, I must be wrong. It must be that S is never there to teach me anything. So he threw away his drushes. He threw away his whole PhD thesis on the word S. And they said, Rebbe, and all the drushes that you darshaned. So what did he answer? Kishem shekibalti schar ala drisha, kacha kabal schar ala prisha. Just like I was makabal schar on all the drushes and all the many hours that I spent darshaning the word S, I'll be makabal schar, having intellectual honesty. If this is wrong, so this is wrong, and this is what I have to accept. Ad shabar Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came and said, I could darshan something from the word S. S, l'rabos, talmidei chachamim. As Hashem l'kech atira includes those who symbolize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talmidei chachamim. So Rabbi Akiva darshan the word S to teach me something. And the Bali Musar that talk about, so what is it about Rabbi Akiva's ability than Nechemiah Hamsuni or Shimon Hamsuni, two different girsos, that he was able to darshan that word S. So the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Kiva had one thing that Nechemiah Hamsuni didn't have. He had a Rebbe like Nechemiah Hamsuni. He had a Rebbe that was able to be meshubit to the MS. And even though this would mean that so much of what he did was wrong, this is what I have to do. And he wasn't embarrassed about it. And he says, this is, he's kafuf to what needs to be done. The mid of MS, which is the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what I have to do. So he saw that and he said, oh, l'rabos tamidei chachamim. So you already see from that Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva, you know, the word S for Rabbi Akiva is very significant. And here too, Rabbi Akiva, S, Hipsik Ka'inyan. He didn't darshan from the word S, but he used the word S. Remember, Rabbi Akiva uses everything on the cloth of the Torah. In the Gemara Menachos, Naf Chavtes, Rabbi Akiva even uses the little crowns, the tagin. Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu is shown the tagin, the little notes on top of the letters that Rabbi Akiva used to darshan. And he said, why don't you give the Torah by Rabbi Akiva? Hashem says, you know, I have my plan and don't ask questions about it. And then he saw the Rabbi Akiva's death. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not happy about that either. But either way, Rabbi Akiva uses every little letter, every little tag in the Torah. And here too, the word S for Rabbi Akiva is mafsik between the kalim and the avodah zarah. And he uses that for a basis for a halacha. Good. Continuing. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Yishmael, Ashkechon avodes kochavim shel avodes kochavim deina surat sheteyaveh. So we just had the makar for Rabbi Yishmael. An idol of an avodah zarah is only asur once it is worshipped, right? That's the hekesh with kalim. The Yisrael, the asura miyad minale. How do we know that if of a Yisrael it is asura miyad, right? We only have the makar for a goyis being delayed. So the Gemara says, svaru, mita ovik ochavim, achetayaveh, the Yisrael asura miyad, must be a svara. If there is a makar to teach me that a goyis is delayed, so there's no makar to teach me about a Yisrael, so Yisrael must be asur miyad. Right? What exactly? Is that just because we don't have a makar for it? So that's what the Ron says. The Ron says, Echlushi Aran here, because we have a special drushas chazal to teach Bibayakum. So if there's no drushas chazal when it comes to a Jews, so then it should be immediate. The daf of anachri achati aved, the balkarcha chikisha hakasuv, hadi Yisrael shalo hugsha asur miyad, tahavili kavod azar shal nachri, ilohi kisha hakasuv. Right, if you wouldn't have the drusha. So, isn't it svara? Because that seems to be the basis, the starting point of the drushas chazal, says the Gemara. So again, it's on you. You read this line, it sounds like svara, you know, obviously a Jew says asura miyad. So it's not specifically Jew versus non-Jew, it's just makar versus no makar. Once you have a makar by the non-Jews, so it must be that the lack of a makar by a Jew means it's miyad, because that's the starting point. Right? Whenever we have a machlokes, as we've mentioned often, you have to ask, what's the chiddush and what's the davar pashut? So if the Gemara quotes a limud by one halacha, it must be the other halacha is the starting point. Right? That's why it should be asur miyad. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Ema di Yisrael, klal v'klal lo. Maybe for a Yisrael, the avodah zarah of Yisrael is not asur at all. Why wouldn't it be asur at all? It's a Jew worshipping avodah zarah. So the Ritva says, because when it comes to a Jew, pirish lefishi Yisrael eino boteach bala olam. Because maybe you can hope that deep down a Jew was never really connected. Deep down, a Jew is never really connected to the Avodah Zarah. A Jew is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, maybe it's never going to achieve that status. Even if on the outside it does, but a Jew has that inner connection, and therefore, it is not going to be. Maybe this relates to the Gemara Maseches Nida of the every Jew, or every person, that's a good question, but at least every Jew learning Kol HaTorah Kula in utero with the Malach, and the question that is asked by the Mefarshim, why do we have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula if we're going to be caused to forget it anyway, because the goal of life is to work hard and earn it, so why are we taught it to us in the first place? To create that natural connection to Torah and to Hashem. That's the root. And Rav Soloveitchik even says on a deeper level, to make every Jew tashmishei kedusha and not tashmishei mitzvah. Right? The Gemara in Maseches Megillah of the chilek halachically between tashmishei mitzvah, items that are used for a mitzvah, lulav and shofar and sukkah and all and tzitzis and tashmishei kedusha, items that are connected to the ksav of the Torah itself. Right, anything connected to mezuzah and sefer Torah and tefillin and the direct the bags of the tefillin, all of that has this inherent status of tashmishei kedusha. And suggests Rav Soloveitchik in one place, maybe that's the point of the Gemara in teaching Torah in utero, to make every Jew tashmishei kedusha. We are all connected to the ksav of Torah, and even if there's a Jew who never learned anything in their life, the most assimilated Jew, he still has that connection of Torah that he had in utero with, that he learns, and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Malach, whichever, however one interprets that Gemara. And maybe that's also part of what's behind this line of the Gemara. Maybe a Jew is never, because a Jew is the Ritva, it's never, he's never a Boteach Bala Olam, because he has that starting point where he started with in utero with the Torah. So again, Ema di Yisrael Klava Klalo, and that's not that it's Usser right away, but it's never Usser. So Gemara says, no, that can't be. Hashta Geniza Bayi, Itzure Lo Mitzura, you have to get rid of it, you have to be Goniz it, you have to bury it. So you're telling me that it's not going to be Usser? Why would you have to bury it if it's not Usser? All the Nikbarin, as we will get to, Bez Shem and Seder, think of the end of Mesechus Temura, right? All the Nikbarin, the Mishnah lists off, so of course there's a reason that it's Nikbar. So if it needs Geniza, so obviously it is a reflection that it is Usser. Ve'ema Kedovik Ochavim. Okay, so if it's Usser, maybe it's the same thing. Maybe it's also only Usser. Remember, within Rabbi Yishmael, it's also only Usser once it is worshipped, not immediately. So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, no, Veschat Aschem Asher Asisem Esa Egel, Mishas Asiya Kom Lebechet. Asisem Esa Egel. Right, the Asiya itself, that already, and the Pasuk calls it a Chet, describing the Chet to Egel in Moshe Rabbeinu's review of Jewish history in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. So you see, the eagle is already called Achid Mishas Asiya. Ema Hani Mili Lamekem Gavar Bechet. Maybe that just means it's called Chet, but it's Surei Lo Mitzra. But maybe the item is not Nesar. It's just called a Chet. Fine, they did a Chet. We said there could be a Chilik. Remember we had earlier, even if somebody bows down to a mountain, they might be Chayav Misa, even if the item is not Nesar. So here too, you know, it could be called a chait, even though it is not Ne'asar. So Amar Kra, no, a different pasuk, the end of Dvarim. Arur Ha'ish, remember all the Arurs in Pashas Kisavo. Arur Ha'ish Asher Ya'aseh Feselu Masecha. Mishas Asiya Kamle Ba'arur. Again, the Asiya is the Iker by the Arur. So the Gemara says, that doesn't say anything about Isser. It just says about the Gavra. Eima Hani Milu Lamekim Gavra Ba'arur. Maybe it means a person is cursed. It's Surei Lo Mitzura. But the item is not Nesar. Toavas Hashem Ksiv. No, it calls it a Toeva already. So if it calls it a Toeva, that means it already has the status inherently, and therefore it must be Nesar. Rabbi Akiva, Davar HaMevi Lidei Toeva. You have done something that eventually can give it the status of Toeva, even if it didn't get the status of Toeva yet, so it still might not be Nesar, and that is Rabbi Akiva's Shitas. That is all Rabbi Yishmael, and just the last line, what Rabbi Akiva does with that pasuk. But that is Rabbi Yishmael's Shita, that a Jew's idol is Usser immediately, while a non-Jew's idol is only Usser Acher Shetei. There's, again, a topic that we've discussed in various other contexts. We know here that the Torah itself calls Avodah Zarah Toeva, right? The actual Avodah Zarah is called a Toeva. That is here in, it's in a few places, but also in Dvarim, in Perek Zayin, Pasik Chav Hei, Chav Zayin. The Torah says, beginning of Parshas Ekev, says the, let me just find the psukim. The Torah says, "Psile Elohim tishrifon ba'esh lo sachma kazev zav aleihem lo kachta lecha penti vakispo ki soavas Hashem Elokecha hu." Right? It, meaning this psilim, these idols are toavas Hashem. V'lo savi soeva el beisecha, and you're not allowed to bring a toeva into your house. V'yisa cheirem kamo, shakes tishaksen, v'saev tisavenu ki cheirem hu. So it's clear from these psukim in Akev, the word toeva is referring to the idols themselves. They're, by a number of averos in the Torah, we find the word toeva, which is usually translated as an abomination, but the word toeva is used in different ways regarding different averas. So here it's used about the item, to'eva. That's also how it's used in Dvarim Perag Yodalad, in the context of not kosher. The beginning of Hilchas Kashrus and Parshas Re'eh, lo sochal kol to'eva. Zos ha-behem asher tochelu shar sex avim seizim. That's the title of the Hilchas Kashrus, Machalos Asuros, in Re'eh, to'eva. To'eva is referring to the non-kosher animals, right? Using them as food for you. That would be a to'eva for you to eat it. So those are two places where it's referring to the object. Other times we have to'eva referring to the person. So that is unusual, right? The person is called a to'eva, and that's by someone who cheats in business. Someone who is dishonest. In Parshas Kisese, where it talks about having appropriate weights and measures. Evan Shlema Vatzedek Yelecha. Eifa Shlema Vatzedek Yelecha. Yelach. Laman yarichu yamecha adam asher hashem alkecha nosin lach. Ki so avas hashem alkecha kol osei eile. Kol osei avel. So there the Torah says, tovas hashem is referring to the people who do it. Right? If somebody cheats, so then they get the status of toeva. Right? And that's one of the questions. The first question we're going to be asked. The first question, Shabbos Lamed Aleph, right? Tovas Hashem kol osei eile, if we were not honest in our dealings with our fellow man. That's the only place, or one of the only places in the Torah where Toeva is referring to the kol osei eile. And other times, Toeva refers to the act itself. Sometimes it refers to the act itself. That you have in Vayikra, Perak Yudches, Mishkav Zachar. Vezachar lo sishkav mishkave isha, Toeva hi. Hi, the Maisa. The act itself is called Toeva, not the person, not any specific object, but the act itself. Right, so we have the word used in different ways, but here Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael discuss it. Rabbi Yishmael says, Toavas Hashem, so you know it is Usur immediately. That is his source, Toavas Hashem, because the item, the Avodah Zarah, is called Toeva, and we assume if it's already called a Toeva, so then it would already be Nasar. The Gemara could have gone one step further. That he's an Ara, but who says that's it's a Toeva? It's called a Toeva, but who says it's Ne'esar? The Gemara is assuming they go together, which is not a jump, but it is not exactly, right? Because sometimes we find, something that is off limits, even though it's not Ne'esar. We have items that are Asur to use Legavoa, but it's not Asur Lehedyot, right? So Dafka, because something is off limits, does it, or has a status, you don't have to say, but the Gemara assumes that way. Once it goes Toeva, it's Ne'esar's. Good. Let's continue. Rabbi Akiva, so what about Rabbi Akiva? On the other side, how does he know that an idol of an idolater is usur immediately, right? He doesn't darshan the hekesh up above of Kalim and the Avodah Zarah itself. So Amar Ula, Amar Krop, Sile Elohim Tesrafun Ba'esh, Misha Paslu Nase Eloa. Again, that's referring to the idols that you come into Eretz Yisrael. So obviously it's referring to Avodah Zarah of Oved Kochavim. So it says, Mishapastel, once they are formed, so then they have the status of a god. V'idach, what does Rabbi Yishmael do with this pasuk? Ha'umi barle l'kidatani Rav Yosef. Tatani Rav Yosef. Minayla Oved Kochavim sheposel Eloa. The opposite. Not forming it, but to pasel it and to mevatel it. How do we know that a goy could be mevatel as Avodah Zarah? Shenemar psile Elohim tesrafun ba'esh. Right, so he uses it for the exact opposite, that word. Says the Gemara of Yidach, so what does Rabbi Akiva, how does he answer that? Where does he know Bitl Avodah Zarah from? Nafkalei, midi Shmuel, to Shmuel Rami, Shmuel asks the following stira, Ksiv lo sachbut kesef isav aleihem. One pasuk says, don't desire any of their gold and silver. Ksiv balakach talach. The pasuk also says, take some for yourself. So when do you have to leave it? When can you take some for yourself? So haketzad, paslo le'eloa lo sachmod. If he pasled it, if the Oved Avodah Zarah pasled and mevatel his Avodah Zarah, then lo, I'm sorry, ke paslo eloka, if he made it for an eloka, lo tachmod. Paslo me eloka, v'lakach telecha. So once he made it for an idol, so then it's off limits. If he pasled it from being an idol, then you could take it. That's what Rabbi Akiva, that's his source for bitol Avodah Zarah. Verebi Akiva now, fine. So now we have one half of his statement. Ashkechan avodas kochavim shalovi kochavim, that's from Yad. Di Yisrael at shetei aved minolan. How do we know, what about our Jews at shetei aved? So the Gemara might have said the same thing we said up above. If you have a source for A, so the other one must be different. The Gemara doesn't go down that path. Amar Rabbi Yehuda amakra, v'sam baseser. Ache yase la dvarim shebeseser. Until you actually do Dvarim Shebeseser, which is Avodah Zarah. V'idach, ha'umi barle, look at Rabbi Yitzchak. What does Rabbi Yishmael use this pasuk for? Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin la'avodas kochavim shel Yisrael shetuna geniza. How do we know that it needs geniza? Shenemar v'sam, baseser. You have to put it away. Put it away. V'idach, how does Rabbi Yishmael know that halacha? Nafkalei midi Rav Chisda, da'amarav. Dam Rav Chisda, amarav. Minayin la'avodas kochavim shel Yisrael shetuna geniza. How do we know that an idol of a Jew requires geniza? Shenemar lo sita lecha asher kol eitz eitzal mizbach. Ma mizbeach ta'un geniza, af asherah ta'una geniza. So we compare asherah to mizbeach, just like a mizbeach. As we'll see, if it gets detached or it gets worshipped, it requires geniza. So too the asherah requires geniza. Stop there for a second. Rashi says here, when does it need geniza? When does a Jew's idol need geniza? Dikashehi shlema gonzehu bakarka. Right, when you have an idol that's whole, you have to bury it. So why do you have to bury it? what is the kiyum of burial? Right, sometimes you bury, right, Dvarim Shebekdusha. So why do you have to bury it? So Tosfos says it's a form of biur. It's a form of destroying it. Right, you have to be mevayer avod zara. Tosfos ma mizbeach ton geniza. So this is a comparison between the mizbeach and the idol, but it might not be for the same reasons. Kemo klishares damrinan shegonza afashera tuna geniza pirish biur below hanaa. Kemo egel sheshachakuhu vizaruhu. Right, says the Tosfos, just like the Egel had to be crushed up and destroyed, no hana. So this is a form of biur. That is what Tosfos says. And that's what the Ramban discusses also in Brachos, right? When Yaakov Avinu told his entourage to get rid of all of the Avodah Zarah, remember in Parshas Vayishlach, on their way back to Eretz Yisrael, and they put it under the tree. So the Ramban says, Lamed Hey Dalad, Vayitmon Osam Yaakov, Avodah Zarah Umisham Sheha, Einan min hanikbarin. Usually you don't bury Avodah Zarah, it's not min hanikbarin, so what are they doing? Aval tzarach shei mefar v'zara l'rochem atalayam. So what is Yaakov Avinu doing here? Vayitmonosam. Remember, he took all of their idols on the way back and buried them under the Alon. Tachas Eila. And that's where Devorah Menekes Rivka died. Vanira Eli, says the Ramban, ki b'nei Yaakov lo lachu Avodah Zarah u'misham sheha mishchem achin izbatla v'hutra lahem. They never took real Avodah Zarah. It was only after they were mevatel. I guess they were mevatel before they killed them. Shaha'akum mevatel avodah zarah bal karcho. Remember we had that earlier, that if a akum is forced to be mevatel avodah zarah, as one of the Amoram was walking and he made the person that he passed be mevatel. V'nehi muter islam, so really maker din was mutter. It wasn't avodah zarah. Aval Yaakov tziva lahasiro salataras hakodesh. She ru'uyim la'avodah sashem al'akrev la'fan of karpan. Kasher tziva lahem betfila v'chiluf begadim. It was lefnim ishur asadin. Wasn't something that wasn't really a key of a bit of avodah zarah. It was just, you know, they didn't want this that used to be. Again, it wasn't. But again, that's also a burial of avodah zarah. But Tosfos says here that is a kiyum. The Chazon Ish assumes that, you know, there's the halacha of bir avodah zarah is real. The Chazon Ish in Yaradeya, quoting this line, Geniza baya, hi Geniza ratzalomar chiyav biur avodas kochavim v'chiyav zehu legado ulekalkel tsuraso. The chiyuv is really when you bury it to destroy it. Va'onis chayavnu la'abed shvareha min ha'olam. V'nira dezem mi da'oraisa. V'lo mishum de'lo lesi lidei takala. It's a real mitzvah da'oraisa to destroy, to bury, to get rid of it. Not just because you don't want it around, because you might come to use it. Shari lulav shel avodah zarah di Yisrael lo yatsa. Because I'll give you a raya. The lulav of an avodah zarah di Yisrael, you're not yotze. Why? Kitusei mechta shiurei. Because it's considered ki'ilu was destroyed already. If it was just because the lo lacy li de takale, it wouldn't have that status. So says the Chazon Ish, vi geniza mishib takale lo shaykh lameymar, bishvil ze kidusei mechtas, el shachive torah la abdomen ha'olam. So must be the Torah requires you to destroy it and get rid of it from the world. And this burial is also an example of that, of getting rid of it from the world. Again, if that's what you do, does it also already have the status of kedusha mechtas? That's a chiddush, because kedusha mechtas means it's going to be destroyed physically, so it's ke'ilu, it's already destroyed now. If it's just buried, so that it's never physically going to be destroyed, but it's destroyed from the world. So either way, that's how the mefarshim understand this chiyuv of genisa. Good. We continue. Ve'idach. And what does the other one to do, with this pasuk? And we buy the Kedre Shlakish, Damre Shlakish. We spoke about this outside already from the Meshech Chachma a couple of days ago. Kolamam Edayin Shein Ohagun. If somebody appoints a judge that is not appropriate, Kilo Note Asherah B'Yisrael. As if you're planting an Asherah. Planting an Asherah tree. What's the connection? Says the Ritva. Because both, are the Mizbeach and the Bezdin are both meant to bring Shechina to Klal Yisrael. And here you are ruining both of them. There's a connection between the Asherah and appointing an inappropriate judge. And if there are other Tamidi Chachamim that could be the judges there, it's as if you planted it next to the Mizbeach. As it says, Eitzel Mizbeach, and that's the Ritva also adds. Kishem Shem Mizbeach Mechaper, Mechabev Umeziach. Like it says in Ksubis, Kach Talmidei Chachamim. So again, we discussed that a couple of days ago from the Meshech Chachma. And there are other pshatim given. This Gemara appears in Sanhedrin. Other pshatim given. What exactly is the deeper connection between an Asherah and the Mizbeach? The Meloha Omer there in Sanhedrin says, in the back of the Gemara, Shekol Pesel Nikar Ala Pesel Shu Shayach La Avodah Zarah. Masha'en kein ba'asherah. Usually, a pasel, you know, you look at it, but a asherah tree is just a tree. So it's not niker klapechutz, the pernicious nature of it. So too, somebody who points a dayan she'en hagun. It's not niker klapechutz, right? You can't tell from the outside how bad it is, but it is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, among other pshatim. Maybe, but just like the Sheira's Asur Mishas Netiya, the Aruch Laner says there in Sanhedrin, so too, appointing a judge is Asur Mishas Hamada, even before he judges. Just the appointment itself is problematic. Just like the planting itself is problematic. Good. Boy Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked the following question. What if an idol had broken and you soldered it back together? So is that called asiya? Right? You fixed its, you know, Rashi says pegimos, right? You smoothed it. So what is that called? So what's the question? So ask the Gemara. Avodat Kochavim Deman. Whose idol are we talking about here? Ilem Avodat Kochavim Dovi Kochavim, a non-Jews, Bainli Yishra, Bainli Rabbi Kiva. Misham She Avodat Kochavim Heim. If it's Tashmishi Avodat Zara, Mishad Avodat Kochavim Heim Asur Nashi Yavdu. Everybody agrees that the Kli is only Asur once it is worshipped. Right? So what's the Shaila about if you fixed an idol? So what's the shaila? It has to be worshipped. If it wasn't worshipped, so then it's not usher. And if it was worshipped, it is. Ella, avodah kochavim di yisrael. You're talking about avodah zarah of a Jew. So alibi deman. Who is that according to? Ilei ma alibi derbi akiva. Are we talking about according to derbi akiva? Hashtehi gufalo mitzvah shetei aved. Bishab shami boy. Then for sure, it's only once it is worshipped. So ella alibi derbi Yishmael. Damar Sura Miyad. So maybe the question is, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says that the actual idol is Asur Miyad, what about if you fix this Kli? My, that's the Shaila of Rav Hamnuna. What's the question? Mishamshin, mi Mishamshin Gamrinan. Do you learn Mishamshin, Tashmishe Avarizara of a Jew's idol from a guy's idol? Ma Hasam Asheyavdu, Af Hacha Asheyavdu. It's only once it's worshipped. O Dilma Mina Gamar, or learn it from within itself, within non-Jew. Mahi Asura Miyad, Af Mishamshin Asura Miyad. Right? So that's the question within Rabbi Yishmael. So Gemara says, "My Arya to come boyle rita kli." So if that's your question, so why are you asking Dafka about fixing a kli? Tiboyle asa. What about just making the kli in the first place? It sounds like Rav Hamnuna is talking something about it was something and that was being fixed. Doesn't sound like it's a general halacha of tashmishi avodah zarah. When is it nasar? So the Gemara rethinks. Rav Hamnuna mishim tumi yeshana kami boyle. You're right. The question is about tumi yeshana, meaning similar to what's discussed in a Mishnah in Kalim. If a kli has a status and then it's broken and then you remake it, does it retain the status that it had earlier? Is it called new? So is it still tameh? As follows, it's not. Says the Mishnah in Kalim, kli matchos pshuteyem umakableyem tameyem. A metal kli is on a makabel tum on a daraisa level, whether it has a base kibul or not. A metal kli, even if it's flat. Pshute kli matchis. Nishtabru. What happens if the kli breaks? Tiaru, if it was tameh, then it becomes tahar. Once it's not usable anymore, now it is tahar. Chazar vasan kalim. What happens if you remake it? If you remake the metal kli, you fix it after it was broken and unusable, yachsiru l'tumah yishana. It goes back to its previous tameh state. Rashi quotes that this is a din d'rabanan. On a daraisa level, it's panim chadashas ba'alakan. But on a derabanan state, gzeira, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, gzeira, you might say that just like, if I say it's new, then I might say like, when I put it in a mikvah, if I put it in a mikvah, I have to wait, it's tful yom, I have to wait till shkia. But if I say that if I fix it, I could use it right away, so then I might also come to say that by a mikvah, right after I dunk it, I could use it right away, so the derabanan word goes there. By a kli matris. So that's regarding tumah v'tahara. So v'hachi kami boile. So now this, with that background, this is Rav Hamnuna's question. Ki hadra tumah hani milu l'tumah daraisa, aval tumah d'rabanan lo. Do we say that a tumah daraisa would return to the kli, but a tumah d'rabanan like avodah zarah? So maybe the Rabbanan warrant goes there in that case. That the tumah, if it was an idol that was redone, it wouldn't return. O dil maloshna. What do we say? No, even a tumah d'rabanan would be chozerbo. That was his shaila. Says the Gemara, Yitiboyle Shar Tumas Drabanan. Why Dafka ask about the Avodah Zarah Tumah? Maybe you should just ask about general Tumas Drabanan. There are many. Rashi quotes one example, Tumas Mashkin. So the Gemara answers, Chademiko Chadekamiboyle. The Gemara is asking really one, he's asking one really within another. Tuma d'Rabbanan mihadra o lo hadra. Does Tuma d'Rabbanan, does that, where the Rabbanan goes there on that case, that when you fix the kli, it returns or not? V'im tim salom ar lo hadra, Tuma d'Avod Kochavim, even if it's not hadra, maybe our case is more chamor. Tuma d'Avod Kochavim, mishum chomer d'Avod Kochavim, mim shavyo Rabbanan kaduma d'Araisa, olo. Do we say that the Rabbanan gave it the status of Tuma d'Araisa because it is the chomer d'Avod Zara, as we've had already a couple of times, or not? Teku, so that we don't know what the Rabbanan would say about that. The Mefarshim discussed the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam does not paskin here like the Imtim Salomar. Usually he does paskin like Imtim Salomars. The Bekiva Eger is metame a little bit in Kalim and Perak Yud Beis, why the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Imtim Salomar. Okay, continuing. Boy minei Reb Yochanan Reb Yanai. Tikroves avodes kochavim shel ochlim mahu. Reb Yochanan asked Reb Yanai, what about food? Foodstuffs mahu. What is the question? Mimahan yulahu bitol l'tarinu mitumulo. If there is food, tikroves. So is that a subject to bitol? Says the Gemara, b'tivoyle kelim. Why are you asking me about food specifically? Why don't you ask about kelim, tashmishe avodazara, that was used for avodazara, whether you could remove the status. So the Gemara says, kelim lo kami boyle. Kima dis lutara b'mikva tumanami b'tela. Since you could be metaher, a kli, in a mukva, like other tumos, so then you could also be a mevatalit. Look at Rashi. Kishar tumas b'mikva, hacha de mikva dide hainu bitl. The mikva, its mikva would be bitl of that kli. Kivan de isura batal minayu tumavade lo nami salka. If you give mevatal the isser, the mamela, the tuma, which is just a byproduct of the isser, that would also be able. So when it comes to a kli, so then that's for sure. Okay, ki kemi boile ochlin. The question is about food, because food generally, you cannot be matara food. Right? Any food that becomes tame is tame forever. Kalim can be put into a mikvah, but not food, except water. Water might be able to because of hashaka, and you connect it to a mikvah somehow. But if a donut becomes tameh, if a fruit becomes tameh, then it's tameh. You know, nothing to talk about. So says the Gemara, v'tivoy le'avodes kochavim gufa. So why don't you ask about the avodes zara, avodes kochavim itself? What does that mean? If you worship food, right? Why are you asking me about food that was used in tikroves? Why don't you say, what if somebody loves pizza, and they worship a pie of pizza? Kagonish tachav elapas. Right? Why don't you ask if that's possible with bittel or not? Says the Gemara, avodes kochavim gufa lo miboylan. Again, that is not a question. Why? Kivan de isura batil tomanami betela. As we just said, the avodah zara itself could be mevutal. So memela, if it can be mevutal, so we say it's tuma also, which is a byproduct, also can be mevutal. Ki kami boyle tik rovis avodah kochavim shel ochlin. Here we go. We're getting to the actual question. Food, which you can't usually put in a mikvah, and tik rovis, which is not batel. The isra of it is not batel. My. Kivan di isra la batel, kid the Rav Gida, like we had earlier. You can be mevatel an actual avodah zara, but you can't be mevatel a tik rovis avodah zara. So do we say, since you can't be mevatel a tik rovis avodah zara, mitzad isra, so tuma nami lo batla, so its tum is also not mevutal. O dilma iser daraisa lo batel tuma drabanan batel. But maybe you could say that the bitl does have some effect, at least for the drabanan halacha of tuma. Even though the daraisa halacha of iser, it won't have an effect. Teku. So that goes as an unanswered question. Good. Boy minei Rav Yossi ben Shaul mei Rebbe. Kalim. Now we're again extending to other Avodah Zarah types of shilas. Again, we're going to have a couple of lines here that are much discussed in the world of Chanukah, as we'll see what we have time for. Kelim sheshimshu bahen bebeis chanyo mahu. Beis chanyo. Right, Rashi here quotes the Gemara Maseches Menachos. Shimon HaTzadik had two sons. They got into a sichsuch, a fight. Eventually, one of them went to Mitzrayim and opened up an alternate Beis HaMikdash, alternate house of worship, and they worshipped Hashem in Mitzrayim. There's a whole discussion, machlokas tanoim there, were they really, was it considered avodah zara? Was it not considered avodah zara? Were they l'shem shemayim or not? That's beis chanyo. So, says the Gemara, if you have kelim that were used in beis chanyo, mahu shishamshu beis hamikdash, can they be used in the beis hamikdash? Right? These kelim, can they be used? The Tosas Rit has 2 days here. What about the begadim? The begadim of the people who worked in Beis Chanyo. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. Is it obviously for sure it can be or for sure it can't be? So that's the Tosfos Ridi has 2 days. But either way, the Kalim can use them. So the Gemara says, "V'kami boy le'aliv demand Amar Beis Chanyo la Beis Avodas Kachavim hi." And the question is only according to the opinion that Beis Chanyo is not a house of Avodah Zarah. It's not. Where do we see that opinion? In the Mishnah, at the end of Menachos. The Mishnah says, "Kohanim shashim shuv beis chanyo, the Kohanim that worked there, lo yisham shuv mikdash in Yerushalayim, are not allowed to work on the base of mikdash in Yerushalayim. Ve'eino tzarach lomo davar acher. And surely, if they actually worshipped avodah zara, but you see from there then that beis chanyo is not avodah zara, because it's a ein tzarach lomar." So, you see from that Mishnah that there's an Amanda Amr that Beis Chanyu is not a Beis Avodas Kochavim. So, what's the question? Kohanim Udekansinu Rabbanon, maybe Kohanim, that's who the people, the Rabbanon were Kohanis that you can't work in the Beis of Mikdash, we shouldn't have been a Dayanin, they should have known better. Aval Kalim Lo, but Kalim Yud, there's no reason to be Kohanis. Odim Aloshna. Or do we say no? There's no difference, even the Kalim and Amr Lay, and he answers him, Asurim Haim, Umikra Hayabiyadena Vishachachnuhu. They're Asur, and it was based on a Pasuk. I just don't remember which Pasuk. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Rambam Pasuk in Hilchos B'as Mikdash, this is only a Psul L'Chadchila, not a Psul B'Dieved. The Kohanim that worked in Beis Chanyo, the Rambam says, V'yirali shim avad kohen sheshimesh sham b'mikdash lo pasal. It's only a Psul L'Chadchila. The Radvaz and the Kesem Mishnah discuss why the Rambam says that, but must be that that's how the Rambam understands the Gemara. It's only a psul lechadchila, and this is a major topic that we have in other areas of halacha. What about a kohen mishumad being nosei kapayim? Right, it says here that a kohen who worshipped avodah zara cannot work in the base of mikdash. What about a kohen that was a mishumad? What if he did shuva? Right, can he be nosei kapayim? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses that in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. Right, that's the Siman on Nesias Kapayim. Mumar lavodas elilim lo yisas kapav. First opinion, period. Meaning, even if he does tshuva, the yesh omrim shem asa tshuva nosei kapav v'chein ikker, says the Rama. Right, that is the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, kasva achronim dafilum heim b'ladas yishmeilim she'ein ovdin avodas elilim. Quotes from the Magen Avraham. Right, even if you want to say per se yishmol is not avodas zara, afilu hachi nikra mumar v'lo yisa kapav. For this halacha, it's a different religion. Right, so important halachas. We also discuss this in the context of what about a rotzeach? Could a rotzeach kohen? What about a rotzeach b'shogeg? Could he duchen? What if he does shogeg with tshuva? So there's all different halachas about his blood on his hands. That's like David HaMelech. Can he work on the Beis HaMikdash? Could he duchen? Important shilas. Okay, we continue though. So what was this halacha that the kalim cannot be used? Cannot be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Eisvei, is that really true? But the pasuk says, when Chizkiyahu HaMelech was cleaning out the Beis HaMikdash right after his father Achaz would just put avodah zara all over the place, they said, Kol HaKelim Asher Hizniach HaMelech Achaz B'malchuso B'ma'alo Heichanu V'Ekdashnu. So they gave a report to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. They said, all the kalim are good. We fix them. We sanctify them. So my love, what does that mean? Heichanu da'atmalinu, hikdashnu da'akdashninu. Doesn't that mean that they sanctify them and now they're going to use them for the Beis HaMikdash? So the same kalim that we used for avodah zara in the time of Achaz are now being used for kedusha in the days of Chizkiyahu, his son. Right? So Achaz is Chizkiyahu was unbelievable. His father was Achaz. His son was Menashe. Right? That he was surrounded, but he was a tzaddik. So says the Gemara. Doesn't that prove the opposite, that it is mutter? So Gemara says, Amar Lei, he answered him, Baruch atah l'shamayim, shechzat l'evidasi. Thank you, you reminded me of the Pasuk. Right, you used the Pasuk to teach you l'heter, I used the Pasuk to teach l'isser. But you just said, oh, I forgot which Pasuk, you reminded me. It's exactly this Pasuk. What hashgacha? Right, you brought the same Pasuk to say the opposite. Heichanu sheganaznum, we prepared them by putting them away. Hikdashnu shekdashnu acherim tachteyim. We got new ones. Okay, so that's what we had. The Gemara sticks to its guns that Kalim of Chonyo, Beis Chonyo, would not be allowed. And surely of Avodah Zarah also. Lema Messiah Lei. Okay, now let's try to prove that that's right. That if it is Asur, if they were used, so it's Asur to use in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Midos, Mizrach Tzvonis, Midos, all about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Mizrach Tzvonis, the north eastern section of the Beis HaMokad. The Beis HaMokad, if you remember, is on the northern side of the Azara. It has four different parts. The two northern parts are outside the Kodesh. The two southern parts are inside the Kodesh. A lot took place. The Mishnayos did discuss what each area was used for. So Mizrach HaSfon is the northeastern one, room. Ba Ganzu Beis Chashmonai, it's Avnei HaMizbeach. That's where the Chashmonai put the stones of the Mizbeach, Shashitsu Anshei Yavan, that the Greeks had, were mishakates, right? They used for Avodah Zarah, let's call it. So that's what they did. So they had to take them off. They put them in here. And that's, they didn't use them. Amar Avshesha Shishiksu Lavarez Kachavim. They used it for Avodah Zarah. So what do you see from there? You see from there that if something is used for Avodah Zarah, it cannot be used anymore for Kedusha. And that's why these stones were nignas. They were put away. They weren't used. That's a crucial line, but let's just continue first and then we'll come back to that line. Amar Apapa Hasam Kra Ashach Vadarish. There, Rapapa says that's not a raya, that Mishnah. Because that's maybe a special din. A special din based on the following pasuk, Tachsiv. The pasuk says in Yechezkel, Uvo ba pritzim echileluha. It says, pritzim could come in and defile it. So it's a special din. There, describing that event. Usually, maybe, kalim shel beis chanyu avodah zarah are not nasar. But here, this is a special din based on this pasuk, Gzeiras HaKasuv. So says the Gemara, Amri Hechinevi, they said to themselves, so what are we supposed to do with these stones? Nisperinu, should we break them? It'll be like Panim Chadashos, Avanim Shlemos Amrachmanam. They have to be whole. Ninserinu, should we chisel them down and make them look a little different? Well, son of a lamb barzel Amrachmanam. Right? You can't use metal on them. So therefore, we're stuck. We have nothing else to do. Remember, we had Tosfos earlier. We had a Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Tosfos there discussed in the, Dama Ben Nesina Gemara. Why didn't they use the shamir? Right? Why didn't they put the little magic worm on the stone? The stone would have split. Then it's not metal and it's not broken. So Tosfos was there to discuss. Why didn't they use the shamir? The question is, did they have the shamir in Bayit Sheni? V'yishlomar, Tosfos said there, shamir doesn't make it smooth. It just splits it, but it's still sharp edges. Either way, that's Tosfos there. And the Tosfos writ here also discusses the shamir. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara of Yamai, what's the problem? Lisperin of Lishkunal Nafshayu. Okay, don't use it in the base of Mikdash. Why didn't they just take it themselves? Break it, Shinui Kone, so to speak, and use it themselves. Milo Amar Raboshia. Didn't Raboshia say, Bikshu Lignos, Kol Kazav Azavsha Ba'olam? They wanted to put away all the gold and silver in the world, Bishum Kasma Vadavasha Yushalayim, because it might be from the gold and the silver in Yushalayim. Vahavinan Ba. Yushalayim Haviruba Da'alma, and they asked on that, what, really? All gold and silver? No, that's not the rove. Elamar Abaya Bikshu Lignos Dinari Hadrayana Turiana Shaifa Mibne Tiva Shei Yerushalayim. They were going to put away these specific types of coins because they used to use them in the Beis HaMikdash. At Shematzu LaMikra Minat Torah Shum Mutter until they found the source that it's Mutter. Uvava Pritza Mechileluha. So question mark. So Dafka there they couldn't use it. But, you know, why wouldn't they use the stones themselves? Answer. Hasam Lo Ishtam Shubula Gavoa. Over there by the money, so it wasn't used l'gavoa. That's why they found out pasik lahatir. Hacha kiva d'shtamish b'hu l'gavoa, la barach aral l'shtamushi b'hu edyota. So by the stones of the Mizbeach, it's not appropriate. It was used, forget the Avodah Zarah, it was used for the Mikdash. So if it's used for the Mikdash, it's not appropriate to use it for hedyot. Okay, the huge topic, again, just to mention it, and then we'll have to continue, is how is it possible halachically for the Goyim to come in and be Mechalel. Uvo ba pritzim v'chileluha. How do you understand that statement that the Yevanim came in and were metame and aser the Beis HaMikdash? That is a major machlokas Rishonim right here. Rashi, the Baal Amor, the Ramban. Rashi says here, each sheet is a chiddush in its own way. Right? Rashi says, the question is, ein adam ofer tzav Rashi Nishalo. Right, it wasn't there. It's how they come into the base of Mikdash and Asarit and Metamayit. So Rashi says, first wide line. Uvava Prisa Mechileluha. Mikiva Chenichnusu Ovdi Kochavim Lehechal Yatsu Kalev Lechulin. Right when the Goyim, the Yevanim, came in to be Metamayit the base of Mikdash, all the Kalim lost their Kedusha at that moment. It's kind of like, you know, like Hashem's Kedusha left. The Shechina left. Right when they came in, the Kalim became Chulin. Vikiva Denafki Lechulin Kaninu Behefkera. Wow. And once they were chulin, so they didn't belong to anybody, so the goyim were kona it behefker, vahavilu who did too. Also gets into the sugya of whether the Beis HaMikdash or a shul has a kinyan chatzer. But either way, it's hefker, and it's like theirs. Ukshinish tamshu ben lavaris kochavim nasru. So when they used it, it became nasar. So the chiddush of Rashi is what exactly happened. The halacha is not mechudush. Because what's the halacha? It's something of hefker that the guy is worshiping. So therefore, the halach is regular din that he asks it. The chiddush is the historical event that right when they came in, it loses the exclusion and becomes chulin and hefker. The Ramban cannot, we'll start with the Baal Hamor, go earlier. The Baal Hamor, does not agree with that. The Baal Hamor says right here, the preetzim referring to here were preetzei Yisrael, the misyavnim. That's who had the power. You're right. In a chinami, the goyim can have the power to aser it. In other most of the shalom. But the preetzei Yisrael were b'nei mi'ilah, they were nechnas, and they were motzi hektish lechulin. Because once you violate mi'ilah, as we know, when you violate mi'ilah, so then it goes lechulin. And then, after they came in and were motziyed, by priest of Achilaluha, so then the Yavanim could come in and aser it, because now it no longer has Kedusha. So again, that's the Baal Hamor. Baal Hamor and the Meiri also say here, but the Ru were the Jews. The Ru were the Jews. The Jews came in, and Memela, they were made of B'nai Mila. The Ramban asked six different questions on the Baal Hamor. The Ramban here in the Mochamas asked six different questions on the Baal Hamor, right? If it's regular Mi'ila, the whole base of Migdash was Nischal. If it was Pritzi Yisrael, was the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Doesn't say anywhere about Yisrael. So either way, the Ramban argues. The Ramban said, no, it was the Goyim, and it was Xeris HaKasif. It's Xeris HaKasif that they could be B'nai Mi'ila. And there's Mi'ila B'Karkos, right? There's a lot of Chiddushim here. The Ramban says that's part of what the Gemara is saying. Gavoa priest of Achilaluha, right? It was a special Xeris HaKasuv that never happened elsewhere. That is this is the action that takes place. Chav Dalet Amid Aleph Amid Beis in the Dafi Arif. This is the Baal Hamor and the Ramban. Vaday says the Ramban, I de obdi kochavim yatsu lechulin. The krab obdi kochavim ksiv. Shrei navi misnabe ala mikdashi yicharev. Amashi yatsu lechulin ad ayadam. Xeris akasiv hayakol. Afal bi shein mila bekarkos. Vi afal bi shein abanem ila. Vahayna de ksiv nami. Unisativ biad azarim lavuz. Larishi aris lashalal. That is an important machlokas. Again, a lot more, but just to be aware, Rashi, Baal Hamor, and the Ramban. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle, Nun Gimel and Nun Dalet, and we will pick up next time. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Shlomi Yehuda Ben Avraham Yaakov, whose yard site is tomorrow, but we're announcing it today. Okay, we'll stop here.